Welcome to show number 59 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What's up, everybody? Hopefully everybody's doing well out there. I guess this is kind of a bonus show since I just did one, and I'm not known for doing more than one or two things in a week. So for me to pump out two podcasts in 1 week is definitely an accomplishment for me, but I definitely wanted to talk about Panini Classics football, Sports King Series D, and Panini Hall of Fame basketball, which I believe comes out here fairly soon. And so I wanted to touch on those products. Not that they're anything super special and you need to run out to the store and buy them or anything, but it's actually cool to sometimes talk about these products maybe like a week or two later, because I remember seeing, I actually get emails from Blowout Cards and they send me like their deals of the week or something. And I noticed some of the, like, Sports King was a little bit less than it was maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I didn't see Classics on there, but I noticed that, like, Court Kings basketball was like $58 or something like that. So that's way down from where it was selling right when it came out. So sometimes it's maybe better to talk about a product maybe a week or two after it comes out, you know. Sometimes I like to alert you right in the beginning, because sometimes as a collector, you might not even know that something's coming out or it's on the horizon, and you might want to budget accordingly and things like that. So that's the reason why we bring them to you right in the beginning. But we are going to go back and touch on some products that have came out in, this last month or these last like 3 or 4 weeks. We'll talk about them. Classics football, Sports King Series D, which is kind of a multi-sport product, and the one product that hasn't come out yet or should come out very soon is Panini Hall of Fame basketball. So we'll talk about those three products today. I also said on the last show that I wanted to talk about our box breaks, and we've had a couple recently. We actually did one today. I wouldn't call it a box break. Whenever I'm at the dollar store, I'm at Target, I look for packs and stuff, and occasionally they have stuff on sale. And today at Target, they had a whole brand new box of packs that were $1.59, and typically those packs are like $3, so they're about half off. So I bought a few of the packs, like 07 Bowman football. There was an 08 Heritage baseball, and there was a couple other packs. So we do a couple of those. I wouldn't, if we get something good, I would talk about it, but I wouldn't say we got anything great. But it's cool that the way we do that is typically I go and I get 5 packs. And in the past, I've opened up the packs and you start picking the cards. But what I've done recently, I think I like it better, is that we get 5 packs. And I'll put up the 5 packs that we get, and then the first 5 to respond get to pick a pack, and then they get, obviously the 5th person ends up with whatever's left, but it's not like anything, the first choice is that much better than the last choice in often cases, so it's pretty cool. So the first 5 people on there, so it rewards you. If you're checking out sportscardradio.com, if you find our fan form, and find the contest thread, which is the second from the last one on the threads there, right on the main page. You'll see that, you know, we'll throw up contests every once in a while. I had to pick up some kitty litter. I have a cat now. I don't know if I've told those story on air. I might as well. I think we've got plenty of time here. I was at my last apartment. I was living there, and there was like a hole in the apartment. Wouldn't call it a hole, but it was like a ventilation hole that cats had like carved out a hole, I guess you could say, and they had run under there, and they sleep underneath the apartment complex or something. So I was right next to that, and so some stray cats would often run by, and typically they were older. And literally everywhere I've lived, I've come across some stray cat in the neighborhood or just lonely cats, and we're always willing to feed them and things like that, and take care of them. But this one cat came by. It was an orange cat, very familiar. He looks a lot like, if you look on the front of like a lot of cat foods and kitty litter, he looks like the orange cats they often put on there. And in fact, we lived right across the street at the time. We still live really close, but right by University of the Pacific, and there mascot is a tiger, and they call it Power Cat. So when you go to the basketball games, the Power Cat mascot is rolling around. So we saw this like tiny little cat. It looked like it was definitely starving, so we started to feed it. It was very shy at first, but started to warm up with us and started to hang out with us for like half the day. And we called it our Power Cat because the mascot across the street is Power Cat, but also sometimes we were lazy and my brother and I would be sitting around and we'd be tired. Sometimes it was hot. It was in the sun, right in the heat of the summer. So we'd be sitting around and we'd be hot, but Power Cat would come and kind of give us some power, give us some life. So we really like this cat. I fell in love, basically. And so we struggled to get him over here, and he kind of wigged out for several days. But he's getting back to normal now. So I had to go to Target today. And the whole round out the story, I had to go to Target today to get some kitty litter and for Power Cat. He's doing good. It's a nice addition to the Sports Card Radio family. Here he is walking into the room as we speak. So if this was a video podcast, I'd be able to show you wonderful Power Cat. But we're talking about you, buddy. Our family has grown. So we're happy to have a cat, and nobody was taking care of it, and we're glad to feed it, and it's grown, and it's not skinny anymore. So he's feeling much better. So we're happy to have Power Cat. And in fact, I got you some free cards today. And in terms of free cards, we've been giving away quite a few. Unfortunately, there's no hobby stores. Like I was complaining on the last show, there's no hobby stores here in Stockton. I would save up some money instead of buying $10 blasters. Maybe I'd just buy like one or two boxes a month of like hobby, or maybe one cheap one, one mid-range. But there's no hobby boxes, or I would at least buy some packs every once in a while. But there's nothing like that in town. So we've been going with blasters, and occasionally I'll get on eBay. I don't go to that site a whole lot. I was on it for a couple of days buying computers and stuff. So that's when I ended up with the Razer Letterman, because I was like, I might as well look for some boxes right now. So if I get bored one day, I'll try to search for some more cheap boxes and things like that. But Allen and Ginter. Tops Allen and Ginter, my brother put up a poll on the Sports Car Radio fan forum where he asked who the fan forum members wanted to open the next box, and someone suggested that my girlfriend Annie actually open the next box. So she ended up opening it. We ended up getting a Tops Allen and Ginter blaster box, and so she did a great job. Probably the only slip-up was she didn't know who Albert Pujols was. So we'll have to get her familiar with, you know, like the top, three or four players in Major League Baseball, including Albert Pujols. So although he kind of flies under the radar, and he's in St. Louis, if you're on the West Coast, you definitely don't hear about him as much. If you're in the mid part of the U.S. and on the East Coast, I'm sure his games or on TV a little bit more, on a little bit more reasonable time. Most people are working out here and things like that. But he does come out here occasionally. But he's not like, you know, everybody knows, Barry Bonds and guys like that because of other reasons. And Pujols has kind of stayed out of the news other than baseball. So that's a lot of the reason why casual fans don't know who he is. In terms of the hits that we got out of there, Red Sox 101 got the Bat Relic. I think it was like a $20 blaster. I'm guessing you get one hit for that price. At least you better, I guess. I mean, there's some nice base cards in there. But he got the Bat Relic, and TMCD got the Mariano Rivera Black Mini card, which I thought was a pretty nice card. I'm sure that has some kind of value if you tried to trade it or sell it or something like that. I can imagine the black parallel of a Hall of Fame closer is worth something. So those were the highlights out of that, and Annie will definitely be breaking more box in the future, because my dad posted on my Facebook that her fingernails are much nicer than mine. So I definitely agree with that. So she'll be doing more of those in the future. We'll maybe mix it up, a little football and basketball every once in a while. The other highlight, probably one of our nicest hits and our nicest boxes, probably one of the best values I've ever gotten on a product, was 2008 Razer Letterman. Got this, like I said, when I was on eBay a lot trying to bid on computers. I was just surfing around for other things, and I was trying to rack up eBay. I have like $13 in eBay bucks, so we will be buying some boxes in, I think, October. I can redeem those or something, so we'll buy something nice. Well, obviously, $12 isn't going to get us anything nice, but we'll add some stuff on there. I'll get $12 off. But Razer Letterman ended up being, I think, like 30-something bucks. And you get, like, six autographs, and it has, like, Buster Posey and a lot of really nice picks that are just making their way to the majors right now. And a lot of them are still, you know, seasoning and stuff. But it was a short enough checklist. I think it had 100 players on it. That the checklist was nice. There's a lot of nice players on there. And being only 2 years out and not a lot of those guys have made their way out of baseball and things like that. So, you know, there was some nice cards in there. And what we did for this one, instead of doing it by the pack or by the team and stuff like that, we just had people pick players. So it was cool. You know, if we left it up for longer, we could have had up to 100 people in this thing. But I think we had a good amount of people. I don't remember. It was in the teens, I think. So everybody got a lot of different players, but the person that hit gold was CubsFan129, one of our most loyal fans and listeners. He pulled the Pedro Alvarez autograph patch rookie, so that was really nice. That's one of the better hits, aside from maybe like a Posey and a couple other guys. And he also, he went two out of, I think there was only six packs. He got two out of the six, and he got a Josh Lindblom autograph as well. So some nice hits there. So I'm glad Cubs fan was able to strike at Rich in that break as well. So he definitely hit it big. So hopefully we'll hit it big another time. If you haven't gotten involved or want to get involved in our box breaks, you can head on over to sportscardradio.com, find the fan forum link, and go ahead and register. And if I don't approve you, go ahead and send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. It helps if you send me what your username was when you tried to sign up. So whatever handle or whatever, you know, nickname you want to use, go ahead and send that to me, and I will approve you. Typically, if it's a sports kind of theme related to sports cards, or I can kind of make it out, and you're not, you know, like Cialis or like Viagra is not in the name, typically I will approve you before you even email me. So, but if your name is kind of not necessarily sports related, I might hold back. But if you're in the U.S., typically I approve you, not to discriminate against anyone outside the U.S., but if you know about internet scamming and posting and stuff on, like just blatant spam posting on forums, most of it comes outside the U.S. So that's why I do that. And that about wraps it up for this first segment. Wanted to talk about our box breaks. Did that. We're not going to have a question of the day or any kind of mini game at the end because I didn't announce this show on the forum or anything like that. I just decided I felt like recording a podcast. So we'll do that for the next show. But what you have to look forward to for the rest of the episode is we're going to be talking about Panini Classics football right after this break. Then we'll be dipping back to Sports Kings Series D multi-sport. They call it baseball, but there was Scotty Wynn poker cards in there. I know that. And some like other Jack Nicklaus golf cards. And there's Muhammad Ali, and there's a handful of other MMA fighter. I think George St. Pierre is in there. So we'll talk about that. And Panini Hall of Fame, which is a strictly retired and like Hall of Fame. I think you have to be in the Hall of Fame to be in that set. So it's licensed by the NBA Hall of Fame. So there's some Dream Team cards in there. You might not have to be in the Hall of Fame, but I know there's no rookie cards or any current players like Kobe or LeBron in there. So interesting product. We'll see. I know that I'll save my commentary for it at the end. Hopefully I don't forget the point I was about to make. But we'll talk about Panini Hall of Fame right at the end of the show. So if you're a basketball fan, just press the center button on your iPod and fast forward all the way to the end. No, I'm just kidding. You'll want to hang around for Classics football, and that's coming up right after this.
It doesn't matter what I say, yeah, as long as I sing with inflection that makes you feel it all convey some inner truth or vast reflection. But I've
watched it, nothing so far. And I can keep it up for as long as the taillights. And it don't matter who you are. If I'm doing my job, it's your resolve that breaks, because the hook brings you back. I ain't telling you no lie. The hook brings you back. On that you can rely. There is something amiss. I am being insincere.
And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about 2010 Panini Classics football. And this came out, I have it on my page as July 28th or thereabouts. It depends on what part of the country you live in and the distributor, your card store and outlets go through. Sometimes things get put out at like Target and Walmart at a retail level far before they should have, because of just a mistake or something. You know, you can forgive the people that they're paying like $9 an hour to stock the shelves there if they happen to put something out a little early, and it actually is to your benefit. So maybe their sleepless hours are to your benefit. But Panini Classics football, you gotta say that pretty slowly or else you might say something else. Panini Classics football, obviously a long-running set. Obviously, I think it used to be called Donruss Classics and has a mixture of legends in there, kind of highlights them. Although, for the most part, you're looking at the rookies and stuff like that that kind of highlight this set. Although, there is a large legendary set. It, you know, guys like Barry Sanders are in here, Joe Montana, Jim Kelly, Rod Smith. I mean, these guys I remember. Terrell Davis, Sterling Sharp, Shannon Sharp, Terry Bradshaw. So Tom Rathman is even here. So that's an old 49er, like fullback tight end kind of guy. So pretty cool. You'll notice some players, if you're younger, you know, if you're under the age of 20, you might not recognize some of these guys in here. So that's pretty cool. Obviously, your top rookies are in here, and I think they start right around card number 101 to 200, I think, are all the rookies. So you'll find all of them. I mean, like, with that many rookies, obviously C.J. Spiller, Colt McCoy, and Tim Tebow and Jimmy Clausen are in here, and you'll find everybody else as well. So the base cards are pretty cool. This set typically has some nice timeless tributes, silver, gold, platinum kind of parallel cards, so you'll find these in here. And I believe some of the base cards have significant signature autographs, and you'll find the rookies featured in there, but you also find some of the veteran players as well. There's a variety of inserts. You'll find sticker autographs for the most part in a product like this. Probably one of the highlights are the Hall of Fame cards, where you have teamed up Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith on a card, and then you have Emmitt Smith and Jerry Rice, all the inductees that went in this year. If you watched the Bengal game or watched the inductees, you saw Emmitt Smith, Jerry Rice, Russ Grimm, Ricky Jackson, Floyd Little, John Randall, and Dick LeBeau go into the Hall of Fame. So they're in here. There's also, if you're a Cowboys fan, Dallas Cowboys fan, you might take a look. I think they're having their 50th anniversary this season, and it looks like they have a whole set, whole subset, where they're, you know, 2010 Panini Classics Dallas Cowboys 50th anniversary. They have some base cards, there's autographs, there's combo, there's triple, quad materials, there's signature combo, triple, and quads. So, like, one of the quads is Emmitt Smith, Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett, and Troy Aikman. So that's pretty cool. Signature combos, they have Emmitt Smith and Tony Dorsett, Roger Staubach, and Troy Aikman. So pretty cool. They have Deion Sanders in there. So if you're a fan of the Cowboys and you haven't you know, picked up on the classics, you might want to track down some of their cards in Panini Classics because they have a whole little mini set. If you go to sportscardradio.com and you find the little product review, or if you just search 2010 Donruss Classics Checklist, you can even add Sports Card Radio to your search term and we'll show up. It's right at the bottom of my checklist. I'm seeing all these Dallas Cowboy 50th anniversaries. I remember when I put those up, when I put this checklist up, I remember putting those in there and found it interesting that they had an entire set for the Cowboys. So that's pretty cool. There's some quads and some other things in here. There's Super Bowl pigskins, which are cards, I think, from the actual Super Bowl. And so those are pretty cool cards. It's cool to see football cards. What I mean is football game used football cards. Now I know you can like have any ball from the Patriots game, and it could be one of the kicking balls, and you could call it a Tom Brady ball. But the NFL leather just looks kind of cool on the ball, on the card. I mean, and it's always fun to like touch it and even like smell it because it always smells so good because it's like real like expensive leather. So I kind of like seeing game used football cards in products these days. I don't think you see it quite as much in the past. I remember that those were really popular back when I was working at a card store back in the early 2000s and stuff. But in terms of the breakdown, I forgot to get to that. In a product like this, you're going to get 18 packs. This is by the hobby level. 18 packs, 5 cards per pack. You're going to get 4 memorabilia cards or autographs, which at least one autograph per box. You're going to get 4 rookies, 2 legends. You're going to get one timeless tribute parallel, either a gold, silver, or platinum. There's a team, one team colors insert, and you're going to get 4 mix of the other inserts, and there's a handful of others. And the rookie cards in this set are serial numbered out of $9.99. So you get 4 of them per box, and then you get the 4 hits. This is why I wish I had a hobby store in town, because really 4 out of 18 is not that bad. There's some 4 out of 24 pack products, and there's 4 out of 16 is even better. But you get the 4 rookies here, so really I would consider it maybe 8 out of 18 packs have a fairly decent card in there, to where if you're paying $4 or $5 for the pack, you're getting some value or at least something for your money other than like a bunch of base and some inserts. Not that those are bad, especially if you're a collector of a lot of like team and players and even sets and eras and stuff. You definitely want those cards. But for the most part, when we're trying to do box breaks and contests, I'm always trying to hit the autographs and stuff. So it'd be cool because I think a blaster of this was like $20. And not that that's like a huge amount of money, but I'd much rather go in and buy 5 hobby packs out of a fairly fresh 18-pack hobby box and take my chances there. Even if they were $5 a pack, $25, I'd much rather do that than get the 5 or 6 packs that you get at Target for $10. For $20. So Panini Classics football, you'll be able to find it if you can only get packs at retail. I believe they did have it at Target the last time I was there. So if we have some interest, maybe we'll do a box break of this if they still have it. I think it was like $20. I'm down to throw in on it, unless we want to like save our funds and maybe go after a hobby box, which might be a better idea. So Panini Classics, it's at Target. I think it was $2.99 a pack. And then, like I said, I think the 5-pack blasters, don't quote me on this, or 6-pack blasters. They might be even 7-pack. I think actually they're 7 packs because 7 times 3 is 21. I think they give you like $1 off on the blaster box. So I think those are 20 and you get 7 packs. Not even sure if that guarantees a hit. Not 100% sure or not. So for $20, I hope so. I'm guessing so. I bet you get a hit and a rookie, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Don't go out buying one. I'm expecting to do it. Wait until maybe we open up a box, if we decide to do that, to show you what might be in there. So we'll see what happens. This is a product that will float typically. I think this is like an $80 to $90 product. We'll see what happens. I haven't been monitoring hobby box prices or anything like that. This could be slightly more expensive because you have Tebow and Bradford and CJ Spiller, Ryan Matthews. These guys are becoming more familiar to me, especially because I've been watching the NFL Network. They've been just replaying exhibition games all season or all day long. So I've caught a lot of them. I was watching the Eagles today. The Eagles and Can't remember who they were playing, but I saw a little bit of Kevin Call play. Thought he looked good. I thought he looked good last year, so he might be a serviceable quarterback. I also saw Michael Vick play. He fumbled once and looked okay, so I don't know what they're expecting to get out of him. But with a young quarterback starting, they might be expecting to get him in the game every once in a while. So we'll see what happens. But Panini Classics football is out and should be just about everywhere. If I'm seeing it, my Target, they tend to put things out much later than everybody else. But if you're into Classics football, you might want to check it out either online at your hobby store or at your local retailer. Well, that about wraps it up. Our next product we will be talking about is Sports King Series D, and this is kind of a mixture of sports, from golf to football to baseball to basketball. So we'll talk about Sports King Series D right after this.
Card Collectors World is a forum where you can buy, sell, trade, and discuss sports, non-sports cards, comics, games, toys, and more. Like to win free stuff? Of course you do. We have contests with loads of free prizes, card drafts, group breaks, and more. It is 100% free to join. Come check us out at cardcollectorsworld.com.
And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about Sports King Series D. Multi-sport. Lots of different sports in here. You have mixed martial arts, you have poker, volleyball, motorsports, wrestling, golf, tennis, hockey. So it's kind of a mix of everything. Soccer, I mean, horse racing, so billiards. So if you're familiar with some other sports and things like that, might be something you might want to check out. Series D, they typically come out with this set, I think, just about every year right around the National Sports Card Convention. And you get four base cards plus one auto or memorabilia card per box. I guess you could call it a box, but it's really just a pack. Typically, it depends on the checklist, but you shouldn't pay too much. I mean, I shouldn't say too much in air quotes. We're looking at around like probably like $75 to $85 at least right now. I think it was selling for a little bit higher. It's cooled off a little bit. But you do find some nice stuff on here. It might be a nice buy a couple weeks later if it's still hanging around the stores and stuff like that online. You might be able to get a nice buy on here. But in terms of the big hits, we got George St. Pierre, Muhammad Ali, Dennis Rodman, Wilt Chamberlain's in here, Scottie Wynn of poker, Mark McGuire, Bruce Lee, the judo and movie extraordinaire, I believe, and many other people. Misty May and Kerry Walsh, the volleyball duo. Duke Snyder, from a legendary baseball player. So pretty interesting cards in here. The autograph cards, which are basically somewhat of a parallel of the guys that they have in the base set. They have Jack Nicklaus. They have Tony Gwynn. They've got Bret Hart from wrestling. They have Bobby Knight, the coach. So interesting product. Obviously, they have Scottie Wynn and Dennis Rodman. Warren Sapp is in here. Cheryl Swoops from WNBA basketball and stuff like that. So interesting products. There's Muhammad Ali autographs in here as well. There's lots of like huge hits if you happen to get lucky, like cut signatures of Jim Thorpe and many, many other like really old players. Many of them I don't even recognize. So I'm sure they're pretty old. So there's lots of different kind of cut signatures in a product like this. If you don't happen to get one of the normal relic cards, I think if you get a relic card, you got to feel maybe somewhat disappointed, because the autographs are fairly nice in a product like this. Most of these guys are like legends, like sports kings, I guess, is, you know, the title of the product. So most of the athletes in here are highly recognizable in their sport. You know, maybe they're a billiards champion, but they're going to be probably one of the better billiards players of all time. So if you get a relic card, I wouldn't say it's that bad. Like a George St. Pierre or Mark McGuire relic even might not be that bad. Even Jack Nicklaus might be kind of cool. You know, even Dennis Rodman. So some of the people that we mentioned before, even Bobby Knight is in a relic piece. So pretty cool. There's all kinds of different kind of dual cuts. There's some jumbo memorabilia. There's even some hockey stuff in here. So you kind of find it all in here. I encourage you, if you're like on the fence on this product, if you know, like 60, 70, 80 bucks is a lot of money for you, if you're looking to gamble to buy a box, you know, check out the checklist, sportscardradio.com. You can find it in the product reviews or in the sports card directory as well. But you know, check it out first. You know, since you buy the box, you're only going to get really one hit. Everything else is going to be a base card. There's some parallels and stuff like that. Mini base, there's mini silver base and mini gold base. But you know, those cards aren't going to run you, you know, 40, 50 bucks most of the time. So it's really going to be that one hit, that autograph or that relic card that you pull. So, you know, check out the checklist. The autographs are nice. But a lot of them are hard to get. I will say that Martin Luther King Jr. is in here. Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson. So like I said, there are some absolutely huge hit. Rosa Parks. So we're talking about not, you know, sport kings. We're talking about kings of, like, all mankind when we're talking about, like, people like Martin Luther King Jr. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. There's Heisman winners. I found that an interesting set. They have a lot of, like, old Heisman winners, including O.J. Simpson. So that's in there. Herschel Walker, Tony Dorsett, some of the guys I recognize, Roger Staubach and stuff like that. And then the guys that I don't recognize, I can imagine, are fairly old. So some nice college stuff in here. It's really a mix. I would say this is kind of like one of those products, really not for everybody, or it could really literally be for everybody if you don't mind pulling a wrestling card or a boxing card, or you find that interesting to get a track and field star and maybe find out a little bit more about them. It might be an interesting product. So that's kind of why we threw that in. It's like a month old almost now, this product. It's been out for a month. I'm sure, you know, most of the hardcore collectors are like, why are you talking about this product now? We just missed it on my move when I moved. I would have definitely talked about this product right when it came out. So just didn't happen to get around to it. But I like it. Pretty cool stuff. So we'll see what happens with it going forward. And what happens with it in terms of price, in terms of boxes. That was interesting to see, you know, if it even holds up at that, like, $60 to $70 range. Like I said earlier, Court Kings basketball was, like, down at, like, 50-something bucks at, like, blowout. I'm sure everybody else is, like, right at that price level is too. So I found it kind of interesting. Interesting product. Had some, like, you know, lots of random stuff in it, so I thought it was pretty cool, maybe you will too. Don't take it from me, unless it gets down into that. If it does get down into that $60 range, this might be a perfect, like, box break opportunity for us. So, I will say, if it does keep dropping in price, I might end up gambling on something like that. We'll see what happens as we go forward. You know, Sports King Series D, I would say, is not for everybody, but we'll see. If you enjoy it, you can send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. You can also send me an email to sportscardradio@gmail.com. That probably would be a better one to send to me, since the other one is getting messages as we speak. Well, as we speak right now, we are going to a break, and we're going to be talking about Panini Hall of Fame basketball, which is kind of a little different spin on basketball in terms of what Panini has done for the 2009-2010 season. So we'll see if they make this product again, or if it's kind of a one-time deal. I know they had a deal with the Hall of Fame, so maybe they will have this more often. We'll see how collectors react to an entire legendary basketball set after a year full of rookies and things like that. We'll be talking about that after this.
Sometimes I friend is the city I live in, the city of angel. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. Not on
time to talk a little bit about Panini Hall of Fame Basketball, which is scheduled to release sometime this month. I have it scheduled to release August 18th, but it could be a little, maybe a week or two after that. You'll have to check, and I'll probably try to update it on the next show if it happened to have not come out this week. But Panini Hall of Fame Basketball, it's all, like I said earlier in the show, it's all Hall of Fame players. So you'll see Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, and John Stockton, guys like that in a set like this. So Charles Barkley is in here. So lots of players people remember, definitely some of the game's greats. It's a 150-card base set, so you'll see, you know, pretty much all the legends of the games have cards. In terms of the box breakdown, it's one pack. You get 11 cards per pack, and then it's a 15-box case, so there's 11 card boxes per case. So, you know, if you buy a whole case, you're getting, you know, 15 pack boxes, basically. Each pack or box has two autograph cards and one memorabilia card. So out of the 11 cards that are in there, two will be autographs, one will be memorabilia, and you get a common black border base card. I think that's serial numbered out of 199. It might even be an insert card as well. And you get seven other insert cards. And it's not a huge checklist, considering the players they have to choose from is not everybody in the league. I would say this is one of their lesser checklists, but there's some cut autographs in here. There's some interesting insert cards, and most of those have autograph and other kind of parallels and things like that. There's a nickname set. They call it the Hall of Fame monikers in here. So you'll find guys here signing, I think it's on card, with their nicknames. So you'll see Larry Bird, Dominique Wilkins in here, David Robinson, Clyde Drexler, Isaiah Thomas, Jerry West. So some really nice players, Hakeem Olajuwon. And so for the most part, you're going to find most of theirs. Maybe some of the most notable cards or the most interesting cards have to be the Dream Team, Hall of Fame Dream Team cards. They have original game-used jersey cards from the original Dream Team, excuse me. So they have like Patrick Ewing, Magic Johnson, Karl Malone. Some of them are even autographed, so it's really cool. I think those cards are pretty neat. So you'll see those in terms of just base cards. You'll see relic versions, and you'll also see autograph versions as well. And I think there might even be autographed relics, but I'm not 100% sure there. So pretty cool. And there's a mix of other little insert cards. There's some on-card autographs in here, some nice jersey cards and stuff. Obviously, those are some old jerseys, I can imagine. So pretty cool set if you're a fan like me that has been following the basketball since the 80s. So you'll recognize a lot of these players. If you're older than I am and you've been following the NBA for a long time, you'll recognize almost everybody in this set. So interesting set. The SRP is $100, but like we said earlier in the show, Court Kings basketball was, I think, supposed to be $100, and that's selling for about half as much. So not quite half as much, for about maybe 60% less. So we'll see if this one holds its value. It often depends, you know, these days when people, you know, I think YouTube box breaks really did a lot to fluctuate. Not that prices didn't fluctuate before, but I think it's even more transparent now. Somebody can watch 15, 20 YouTube videos of any given product and say, hey, here's my sample size of 15 to 20 random packs or boxes, you know, here's what I can get. You know, how many of those 15 to 20 would I end up like feeling good about spending $70 or $80 on? And if the answer is no, oftentimes the price will drop. And so we'll see what happens with Hall of Fame basketball. I can imagine $100 is going to be a lot for something like this. I can imagine right when it comes out, $80 to $90 is probably the high end at what you're looking for. These one-pack products tend to not hold their price quite as much unless they're like popping, unless people are popping Magic Johnson's and Larry Bird autographs like every other box on YouTube and things like that on box breaks on forums and things like that. So it tends to steam it up. I remember I talked on the last show about National Treasures maybe selling for a little bit less. Actually, it is creeping up right around that $400 price tag because there's been so many box breaks and people, you know, pulling logo mans and pulling big, nice patches on rookie cards and stuff. And some of the rookie cards, even Blake Griffin, sell in the three digits oftentimes. So people have been checking that set out, and I think it really has a mature price in it. And I don't know if you'll see it move much after this going down in terms of that. So we'll see what happens with Hall of Fame basketball. We'll definitely flood some legendary autographs and legendary cards on the market, but that's not always a bad thing considering the whole season was almost all rookies and veterans that are already in the league. So it's kind of nice to see the legends get an entire set to themselves, and that's pretty much what Panini Hall of Fame basketball is. And that pretty much wraps it up for today's show. Well, not as long as our normal shows, but just wanted to throw this in there because I thought I missed talking about our box breaks, and I missed talking about a couple products that I think might be worthy of at least making you aware of them that are out on the market. So, you know, if you have any feedback, sportscardradio@gmail.com. You can send us an email anytime. Head on over to our forum. We got people posting all the time, and we've got random contests coming up whenever I need to pick up kitty litter and things like that at Target. So, you know, that's actually a pretty close walk from my house. So I'll be going to Target maybe probably at least once a week. So we'll probably be having some kind of contest, but we'll save up some funds and we'll do something nice like we did with Razor Letterman. We ended up getting a Pedro Alvarez autograph for Cubs fans. So that was cool. And we'll keep doing stuff like that where you get some guaranteed hits or you have a really good shot at getting or not a really good shot, but you have a better shot, I should say, at getting something nice. So we'll keep that rolling along, and we'll keep Sports Card Radio moving right along. There's plenty of sets. Football is on the horizon. I'm so excited about football. I always am around this time of year, but definitely am excited this year. Going to try to get my fantasy football title for the first time this year in some kind of league. I don't care which one it is. It could be a four-man league. I'd still be happy about it. So it'd still be a win in my book. So I'm happy about that. And we'll see what happens going forward. But that about wraps it up for today. Hopefully everything's going well for you and going well for your collections as well. That wraps it up. We're out of here.